What up, y'all? It's your boy Justin Ramos here, back with a brand new episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. You know who it is. East New York's in the building. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I am back. We're going to do a comedy episode, comedy updated episode. April, comedy is back. I mean, I've been doing shows the last 3 weeks in a row. Actually, the last 4 weeks in a row. My first show back on stage was at Bedford Hall, aka Bedford Manor. If you're familiar with Moe's, it's the same owner, my dude. Dave Lester's got one of the most popping rooms on a Wednesday night. It's actually the only one going right now until more shows come back. And it's a dope ambiance, you know. Lester sets the mood right, you know. Let me set the mood right. Let me make you feel alright. Remember that? Justin Timberlake? That was terrible. I know, it's okay. I don't care. Don't judge me. Only God can judge me. Okay. I rocked out there. I think I did 15 minutes. I gotta check my voice memo, and it was a dope show, you know what I'm saying, got that Cash App after, you know what I'm saying, Lester said, yo, send me your Cash App, I got you, Ramos. That's a bad Dave Lester impression. I could do better than that. We'll work on it, I've been going back ever since, because he does a pop-up / meetup, you know, for black folks, and people, you know, vendors are there from 6 to 8 o'clock, because the comedy starts at 8, and it's just a good time, man. It's a good vibe. It's just dope, honestly. I got some shows coming up, you know. Let's talk about shows that I've been doing, right? So I was in Williamsburg recently. I shout out to Kay Smith. I did his room at Now and Then, and that was fun. I got to open for Walt from Black Ink Crew. I did like 12 minutes on that show. I did 12 minutes. You know, when you're funny, you know, sometimes they be like, yo, they give you the light. You know what I'm saying? You know, and sometimes when you ain't funny, they give you the light. But I was on fire that night. You feel me? So I knew what it was. I did one more joke. I think I was doing my Haitian bit, and I just went in there, you seen the movie Cadillac Records, when the dude comes in there and shoots up the club while Muddy Waters is playing, right? Jeffrey Wright's playing. He's like, right? And the motherfuckers said, we headhunting tonight. That's what I was doing, man. You know, I was aiming to give a spanking before anybody touched the stage after me, because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to burn the motherfucker down. Okay? Burn it down. You're supposed to burn it down. And at all times. That was a great show. After that, I just happened to, you know, a couple days later, I showed up at Dave's room, which was actually last week, right? I showed up at Dave's room and I did, I was just there, you know, right place, right time. And Dave, you know, he's like, yo, you want to come do a couple minutes? And I was like, yeah, I don't turn down stage time. You know, it's a pandemic. You got to get up and get that rhythm going. Boom, 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 boom. So you get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it tight. To the get it right, get it tight. You must be funny at all times. You must always be prepared at all times, because you never know when it's going to go down. You never want to be too sour for this hour, because that's what we're working on. You feel me? Look at that. Me getting my Ali-isms in. Ali. Float like a butterfly, stings like a bee. Rumble, young man, rumble. Anyway. Me doing the show at... let's backtrack. Me doing the show in Williamsburg at Now and Then got me plugged in with a new promoter who is really good friends with a cousin of mine from the Edmonds clan. Now I will be doing a show on April Fool's Day in the heart of Long Island, in Long Beach, Long Island, to be exact. Don't know the name of the place, but it's in Long Beach on Oceanside, New York. I don't know the venue. I'm guessing it's a private venue. But that's going to be Thursday the 1st at 7 o'clock. We got Smokey Suarez, Mark Gregory, Jill Hill, Kay Smith, myself, and Javon Johnson. So that's coming up. Shout out to my cousin for getting me booked on that. Shout out to the promoter, the other promoter. My cousin is also promoting that show too. That's going to be a good time. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. The location is 3306 Long Beach, New York. Okay, all right. Moving along. We have the list here. Okay, and then followed by that. So goals, right? Goals are a good thing to have in comedy, right? You speak things into existence and they fucking happen, right? When you're good and you got God on your side and you're blessed and highly favored. I don't know why I went full Biggie Langston, New Day. But anyway, I got a message, okay, from a good friend of mine named Kevin Mason, a.k.a. Avery Mason, the actor, but Kevin Mason, the comedian. And this was back in, I believe, February. They were holding submissions / auditions digitally for Chocolate Sundays. Chocolate Sundays is by far the most important black comedy show in the United States of America. It is held in Los Angeles, California at the legendary Laugh Factory, right? What was the goal of mine? Get on at the Laugh Factory. Was it the Chocolate Sundays a goal too? Yes, so it's actually two goals in one, right? This is the first impression showcase. Normally, this would take place live in freaking Hollywood, but it's COVID. So I'll be streaming from New York City to Los Angeles and around the world, whoever buys a ticket, okay? The information is on Eventbrite. You can type in Chocolate Sundays. Make sure that you select April 7th, okay? The show is going to be 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? Donation only, which means you can donate one peso, un dollar, my friend. Everybody has a George Washington, right? You don't got a dollar, then you need to get your life together. This is going to be hosted by Takara Williams, which is a good friend of mine. And yes, it's a competition. The more people that buy tickets and say they are there for me, the greater my chances are of winning them dollars. Yeah, them dollars. And also, I'm going to show out. I got my tripod ready with my little light ring, you know what I'm saying? Hold my phone on it. Okay, and we ready to go. And I'm doing a stand-up set. I'm going to be standing up, no microphone because I don't need it. I'm louder than a motherfucker like right now, okay? And we're going to show out on April 7th. Okay, so listen, Chocolate Sundays, First Impression Showcase, streaming live Wednesday, April 7th, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tickets are available now. I know someone who just bought one. Shout out to my auntie, Auntie Arlette. We love you, baby, here, okay, at the ALA ENT office, okay? That doesn't exist yet, but it will soon, all right? Leaders of Stand-Up, that's me. So it's going to be a good time. We're moving right along to the next possible show. I'm lying because it's already booked. We are bringing back, and when I say we, I mean myself, Kevin Mason, and the co-creator, the man who created the name, Rashad Bashir from Harlem, New York. Okay, you've seen his brother with me for many years, right? 2013, we met. We started Better Not Bringing Kids in 2014, which is 7 years ago, and we're keeping it going. We're going back home to Broadway Comedy Club. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. Just type in Better Not Bringing Kids Comedy Show. Boom, $20 tickets. Okay, that show is going to be April 14th at 8 p.m., okay? So get your tickets now. We're only doing 25 tickets. That's it, okay? Due to New York restrictions, 33% capacity, this show is going to be socially distanced. Al made it very clear, Al Martin, shout out to you, salute my brother. okay? We've been working together for many years, so he's always treated me well, okay? And I've always treated him well. So shout out to the Martin family, Dina, Melinda, Al Martin. We love you here at the Ramos Manor. Anyway, so this show is gonna feature Tish, okay? Tish Hines, Ishmael, Dory, and Eva Evans, also myself, Rashad Bashir, and Kevin Mason will be the host. And it's gonna be a good time, man. So that's Better Not Bring Your Kids, Broadway Comedy Club, April 14th, all right, at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20. We only have a few left. There's only 25. We're not doing anything at the door. Once they're sold out, se fue. Y fuera! You know what I'm saying? Don Francisco. Anyway, so that's coming up, right? Right? Let's check the rest of the schedule. Check the rest of the schedule. We will be in Virginia, actually. We're going to be in Virginia on the 24th of April, which is at the end of the month. That is going to be a Saturday. We will be in Newport News, Virginia. That's my second home base for comedy. So with that said, I'm going to show out. I am doing Skeeter G's show at the Triple FX Ultra Lounge at 6 p.m. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. I believe they're $20 online. I will double check that right now as we speak. But I had the pleasure of meeting Skeeter G. Back in 2017, I did a Funny Bone at Virginia Beach Funny Bone competition called Clash of Comics. I didn't go down there to win. I ripped the stage. I really went down there to network. All right, let me pull this up. Tickets are $15. They're not available yet for April 24th because his current show is still... has tickets available, so that will be in Newport News, aka Bad News, Virginia. I will be there. The show is at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6, so I will be there on the 24th of April. Virginia, what's up? Star Trek, baby, you know what it is. The Clips, the Neptunes, and the new label, Star Trek, baby. What happened to that boy? Coming up, I'll be back at Broadway, May 15th with a new show, new concept, called, Straight Out of Quarantine. It's going to be a 6 p.m. show. Might I add, both of my shows at, Broadway will be in the Red Room, which is the room upstairs. I will be in the Prior Room shortly. Don't worry about it. Just wait on it. Prior Room, Richard Prior Room is in the basement. It's the main room in the club. But I will be at the Red Room for both of my shows. So Straight Out of Quarantine is a new show. We're going to charge $25. I'll most likely do an Eventbrite for that because I'm trying to keep it digital. So far, I can say that. So we're back, people. We're back. We finished off with the topic of me coming back to Broadway on May 15th. The show is actually not going to be called Straight Out of Quarantine due to creative, you know, we're more creative, right? So we're going to call this show The Brooklyn Coalition. It'll be hosted by myself, starring myself, Onika McLean, G-Mama Lee, and the one and only Best Eye Jedi, Mr. Dave Lester, will be our headliner. We'll be back there in the Red Room at 6 p.m. at Broadway Comedy Club. That is on Saturday, May the 14th. I mean the 15th. But I will be there on the 14th. I was called because someone, a promoter, saw my act, liked it, and decided to book me the day before my show on the 15th. So I will be at Broadway Friday, May 14th at 10 p.m. in the Richard Pryor Room. Okay, so shout out to my new friend, okay, my new homie, Mr. Andy Troy, I'll be there, 10 p.m., and then the next night on the 15th at 6 p.m. in the Red Room upstairs, sucker, the Brooklyn Coalition is going down, in Tokyo. I'm so bad, so funny, so fast, man, so fast. Anyway, I'll be there, so two nights in a row, I will be at Broadway. So that's May the 14th on a Friday in the Richard Pryor Room, which is the main room in the basement of the club. That show will be at 10 o'clock. I will get more information for you soon. And the very next day, I will be back in the Red Room upstairs for the Brooklyn Coalition Comedy Show, starring myself, G-Mama Lee, Onika McLean from East New York, just like your boy Justin Ramos, and my man, the Bed-Stuy Jedi, Mr. Dave Lester, will be our headliner. And that's going to be a great show. I may have a guest come through. I was trying to get my homegirl to come through, but she won't be in New York until June. And that's okay. That's okay. Because also in May, we got a new show coming. Shout out to my main man, my homie. You know who you are. We got a new venue, okay, that just opened up in Bushwick. It's on Bushwick and Decatur, okay, right in the heart of real Bushwick. It's called the Steel Mill. We're going to do, what are we? We're playing around with names, right? We're playing around with names. I think my most recent name was Laughs of Steel at the Steel Mill, right? So we could just call it Laughs of Steel Thursdays, something like that, right? We're working on a drink, you know. I figure we have two different types of old fashions that you never had in your life, right? And we have two Moscow Mules that you never had in your life, because the bartender Fia is the best, okay? And this new venue is very beautiful. The inside is all steel, hence the name of Steel Mill. The outside patio is all steel. You know, of course there's cement, but you know, like majority of it is steel. The food is pretty good. It's a Mexican and Asian fusion restaurant, I believe. So right in the heart of the original Bed-Stuy, not that gentrified, I'm sorry, not Bed-Stuy, that gentrified Bushwick, the original Bushwick. So, you know, it's just something to look forward to, guys. You know, I got some things coming up, man. Yo, your boy is working, man. Also, an update on the April Fool's Comedy Show. It has been moved. It will no longer be on April 1st. Sorry for the list. It will be on April 11th now, 7 p.m., still same start time, still in Long Beach, New York. Flyer's on my page. I'm waiting for the updated flyer so it could come out and I could put it out to the people. So I just want to let you guys know that. And yeah, man, I'm looking forward to all my shows coming up. I'm looking forward to Chocolate Sundays next week on the 7th online virtually. I wish I would be in Hollywood in the Laugh Factory, but it's okay. I'm going to get there. So please get your tickets now. If you live in the East Coast, that's going to be 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you live in the West Coast, it's going to be 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, okay? So East Coast, 10 p.m., West Coast, 7 p.m. Make sure you get your tickets on Eventbrite, Chocolate Sundays. I am on April the 7th. Please vote for your boy. I need all the votes I can get because your boy is just too good. April 15th, I will be back with my crew, the Leaders of Stand-Up. We're going to be doing Better Not Bring Your Kids. We only have 9 tickets out. Tickets are on Eventbrite right now. They're $20. Remember, these shows are 2-drink minimums. Don't forget it. So don't look surprised. I didn't know I had to buy 2 drinks. Listen, if you don't drink, get a soda and get another one. Done. All right. April 11th will be the comedy show that was known as the April Fool's Comedy Show. I guess it'll be an April Spring Comedy Show. We don't know. That will be in Long Beach. April 24th, I will be in Newport News, as I mentioned before. Triple FX Lounge. Shout out to my boy Skeeta G. Tickets on Eventbrite right now for Laugh Out Loud Comedy Saturdays. Make sure you buy tickets for April 24th. Showtime is at 7 p.m. May, right? So right around that. We'll be right after that. I will be at Broadway 2 nights in a row. May 14th at 10 p.m. in the Richard Pryor Room. I'll get more information on that and tell you guys, do another episode. And May 14th, I'll be back with my new show with Onika, along with Onika and Dave Lester. And we will also have G-Mama Lee on the show. It's called The Brooklyn Coalition. It'll be all Brooklyn comedians, okay? Tickets will be $25. Flyers coming soon. We gonna get it. And then also in May, on a Thursday, when we decide we're going to bring back a new month, we're going to bring a new monthly show. It's going to be called Laughs of Steel Thursdays. It'll be at the Steel Mill, so stay tuned for more details on that. Keep supporting your boy. Get your tickets for Better Not Bring Your Kids, okay, on the 14th. All right, get those tickets. There's only 9 left. Get your tickets for Chocolate Sunday for next week on April 7th right now. Only $1. Support your boy, man. Chocolate Sundays is the most important black comedy show in the United States of America. I would normally have been out there in LA, but due to the pandemic, I have to do it virtually. But it's cool because I'll be virtually streaming around the internet. All right, so that means they're gonna see me in LA and Istanbul. Whoever's watching, who knows? I'll be live in New York, and LA gonna see me, Chicago gonna see me, Texas, Atlanta, Florida, everybody gonna see me, right? Make sure you grab your tickets for April 24th, Triple FX Lounge, Newport News, Bad News, Virginia, Yizzer, you know what I mean, Star Trek, baby, Skeeter G, Justin Ramos, Lawrence Owens, and another young man that I can't remember his name is Stuttering Stumping. I'm so sorry for butchering your name, brother. It'll be a pleasure meeting you, and it'll be awesome to open for Lawrence Owens. I haven't opened for him since 2014 at the Brooklyn Exposure, so it's going to be a good time. So, yo, man, just keep rocking with your boy, all right? And, yeah, man, keep supporting the show. Just a Kid from Brooklyn, you know, follow me on social media. Follow me on Xbox. I'm on TikTok now, okay? So everything is under Justin the Comic. Oh, and real quick, make sure you get your merchandise. The official Justin Ramos T-shirts are out. The Justin the Comic shirts are out. Whatever you want to call me, I'm Justin. Justin Ramos, Justin the Comic, Justin the Funny Man. Who cares? Buy your shirt. I got sizes large. I'm small to extra large. They are $30. Holla at your boy, all right? And keep supporting the show, man. Subscribe, share. Give me that 5-star rating on Apple. Remember, I'm on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Bullhorn, and everywhere, because you ain't never there. It's your boy, Justin Ramos. East New York in the building, and I'm out. Peace out. Yes, sir. Brooklyn.